Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode on how to become a webcam model. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you about NordVPN. Now with this video, it doesn't just apply to webcam models. It also applies to content creators and anyone who uses the internet. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be talking about NordVPN today. Now this is something that I've been using whilst I've been a webcam model, content creating and surfing online. And the reason why I use it is to make sure my personal information and location is safe online. So what I'm going to do now is show you how to download and install NordVPN, and I'm going to show you how to use it on your mobile phone and your PC. Then what I'll do at the end of the video is give you a couple of benefits that you'll get whilst using NordVPN. Hi again guys, so you may not know what a VPN is. Well don't worry, I've got you covered in this video. A VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it's a service that protects your ID and internet connection. How it works is it creates an encrypted tunnel to the internet, which means that your data is protected and you can also hide your IP address, making Wi-Fi hotspots safer to use. NordVPN has over 5,000 ultra-fast servers in 60 different countries to date, and this is growing rapidly, meaning you can use them to protect your data in more places. So what are the benefits of using NordVPN? Firstly, when you do sign up, you can protect up to 6 devices with one account. You'll also be able to protect yourself from malware, stream live sports from the source. They also offer 24/7 support, and you can add them to your browser extension, plus a whole lot more. You can also install Nord onto your router, meaning that you can protect any device connected to it. To get started using NordVPN, first you'll have to create an account, and you'll have to add a payment method. Now you're going to have to log into your Nord account and click on Downloads on the left hand side. I'm firstly going to show you how to install it onto your Chrome browser, so you'll need to scroll to the bottom of the page where it says Chrome and click on Add Extension. You'll then be diverted to the Chrome store, where all you need to do is click Add to Chrome, and in the pop-up window just click Add Extension. The extension will then automatically download and install onto your computer. To check to make sure it's installed correctly and to log in, you'll need to click on the jigsaw puzzle in the top right hand side of your browser. Then you'll need to log into your Nord account. Once logged in, all you need to do is click on Quick Connect. Then you'll get a list of different countries that you can connect to. To get the full list of countries you can connect to, click on the search button on the bottom. Now to install NordVPN onto your desktop. From your account page, you need to click on Downloads again on the left-hand side and click Download App once the page has loaded. You will have to install it like any other program. Once it's installed, you need to log in. Now that you're connected, you can see a map of the world with all the different countries you can connect to. Some of the top options you can see is Double VPN, Onion over VPN, which is the Tor network or dark web, and you can see the P2P file sharing. Again, all you need to do is select the country you want to connect to and click on Quick Connect. We'll now have a look in the settings. The first page you come to is the general page, and this gives you all your launch features for when you turn your computer on. Underneath that, you've got Auto Connect, which is self-explanatory. Underneath that, you've got the kill switch, which stops you from being able to connect to the internet without the VPN running. And then moving down again, we've got split tunneling, which lets you select which apps use VPN. Moving down again, we've got advanced, which lets you custom your DNS settings. Moving on down the left, you've got your accounts page. Underneath that, you've got refer a friend, and if they sign up, you get an extra month free, and so do they. For a full list of Nord products, all you have to do is click on discover our other products on the left hand side. And finally, on the left hand side is the dark web monitor that lets you use NordVPN while surfing the dark web. Now I'm going to show you what it looks like once you've logged into the NordVPN website. The first page you come to is the accounts overview. This tells you what Nord packages you're signed up to, and it also gives you their expiration dates. To add NordVPN onto your mobile phone, all you need to do is scan the QR code on the right hand side.
You will also have to log in after you've scanned your QR code on your mobile phone. Under NordVPN on the left-hand side, you have NordPass, which lets you save your passwords. And underneath that is NordLocker, which is a cloud storage service. Back to the left-hand side is Downloads, which I showed you earlier in the video. Moving down again is your billing information, and under that is your reports. And at the bottom of the list is Redeem, which you can claim your promo codes from. To show you how easy it is to change your IP address, I'm going to use Google to show you how easy it is. Firstly, you're going to have to click on the jigsaw piece in the right hand side of your screen and open NordVPN. Then all I need to do is select the country I want to connect to and click on the refresh button on my browser. And as you can see, the IP address has changed.
And now we're going to show you how to install NordVPN onto your mobile phone.
There's two ways of installing NordVPN onto your mobile phone. The first way is you can either download NordVPN from your Google or iPhone store, or you can scan the QR code in the top left-hand side of the screen here. I'm going to install it by scanning the QR code with my mobile phone's camera. As you can see on the screen, there is a link that will take you to the Play Store. Give it a click and download and install NordVPN onto your phone. Once NordVPN has finished installing, you will need to open the app and log into your account. If you haven't got an account with NordVPN, then there is a link at the top of the description. If you have got an account with NordVPN, all you need to do is enter in your email address and your password. Once you have entered the relevant details, all you need to do is click on the login button. Once you are fully logged into your NordVPN account, all that's left to do is connect to one of NordVPN's servers. You can do this by clicking on the search button, which will allow you to find a specific server, or you can click on the quick connect button. Whichever way you choose to connect, once you are connected, your personal details are fully protected.
So as you can see, it's easy to download and install NordVPN and use it on all your devices. Now, I have heard that some female webcam models have had their personal information leaked online, and that only can be done by not using a VPN. Yes, they may have accidentally left out some of their personal information, but chances are their IP was leaked out. This also happens to content creators and people using Wi-Fi hotspots. So literally anyone's data is at risk. So it's definitely worth signing up to NordVPN. Two great things that you can do whilst using NordVPN is watch Netflix in other countries because it blocks the geolocation, and you can watch BBC iPlayer. Just set the country location and away you go. Hopefully you have found this video useful. There is a link for NordVPN in the description below. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits if you choose to sign up. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Until next time, peace out.